Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than... I wrote that wrong.
That's better than your handwriting.
No, it's typed.
Oh,
no, I wrote. I didn't delete all it's... I wanted to delete. We're going to do that again. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than cruising on a landlocked boat.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay.
The number to call in if you are listening live and in person or wherever you are on Tuesday night, January 19th, is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our room, The Den Pen, by going to davinson.com, clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, and go to the Davinson page on the bottom. I'm your host with the most, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here soon, but there was a there was an issue in the great state of New York. A crane fell down, blocking a major
road. Poor little birdie.
Yeah, right. Everybody was concerned. Very nice. Everybody was concerned about the bird. They were going to bring cats in to end the issue.
No, no. Get him on a little tiny stretcher.
Yes, a big crane fell down, went boom. Closed the Tappan Zee Bridge in both directions.
Wow.
Which is a major bridge here.
Yes.
So Joe, despite leaving on time, is probably going to get here around 7, which is the time Joe usually shows up.
Yeah, but that's amazing because it's quite the cluster.
Yeah. Well, it's open now, so it is what it is.
It is open now?
Yeah, Tappan Zee's open, at least one way.
Oh, okay.
So, heading up here, it is.
I actually texted
Joe, but he was already past that point. So Joe shall be here when he comes, as it were. On the show tonight, Kentucky gets a Noah's Ark replica.
Oh, boy.
Chasing Pokemon's the latest craze with some unfortunate consequences.
Yes.
A new comedy premises we hate, our brain on social media, and Ann Jackson. Before we get going with the show... We didn't do who won the Ann Jackson thing last week.
We didn't.
I was in no mood, and nobody reminded me.
Oh, you were in a mood, all right. Yeah, we did. Actually, we had three Mr. Davins, and the closest to that would have been Lisa or myself. Lisa had two, and I had four.
Okay.
But no real takers. We had no fucking idiots.
I beg to differ.
And nobody picked zero, but I picked one. And there were no choke my money. That was really a long shot.
So I really didn't miss much by glossing over that last
week. No, not at all. I mean...
Shitty job by you of picking categories.
Yeah, apparently. I gave him the closest, but I didn't get any of them on the nose, so...
We'll try to do better this time.
Will or I'll have to?
No, it's a collective unit.
Okay.
Reminds me, where the fuck is that shit? Oh, it's over there. I'm like, where's all my Ann Jackson stuff?
I thought you were like, where's my unit?
Where's my unit? I never can find.
I can't believe that you had to look around the room for
it. It's a detachable unit. So before Pip and I went on the air, I had, as I'm wont to have, the news on, the cable news, because I like fairy tales.
He likes to make me nauseous.
And I'm listening to the Republican convention. This isn't really a Republican convention. They probably both do this. So they do roll call before as they nominate the candidate. They're formally nominating Trump now.
Right.
So they do roll call. So every state gets named. But it's like every state has to give their friggin' resume. Instead of saying, you know, from Delaware, the great state of Delaware that has the most banks per capita in the great state of the United States. Alaska, which has the most coastline. Really?
Yeah, I know. These are the big selling points.
Arkansas, which has the most cousin fuckers in the South.
Oklahoma, the greatest exporter of radishes. I don't know.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Florida, which is embarrasses itself every 35 minutes.
Really?
I mean, it's just like, can't you just say the state and who you're voting for?
No.
I don't need a resume.
It's their moment for, like, chest puffing and
I feel
thumping.
I feel like that should be at the meeting that they had over a decade ago when they were redesigning the quarters with the states, and it should have been on the table that not every state gets a quarter.
Yeah, it's like you've been bad. No quarter for you.
Yeah, so this is where you make your case.
Yeah, but Samoa didn't get a quarter that I remember.
No, Samoa goes with the greatest exporter of players,
NFL players.
And also of men that will die at age 41. Because they're big.
Yeah, I know.
They're big.
They're big guys.
They are. Well, yeah, I guess on an island there's no room for a track.
There's not a lot of running.
No, there's not.
I don't know why they make them so big. It's just a genetic thing.
No, but they got great boobs, the Samoan men.
I didn't know where you were going there.
So they're just doing this roll call. Obviously, we couldn't watch it all. It's still going to be like, ugh, this is crazy. We don't need this. It's just such a waste.
Time filler.
And I also hate, I said this to you before on the air, when they bring in a senator or a congressman, and they'll say from the great state of such and such, hold on, slow down.
We'll be the judge of that.
There's 50 states. No matter where you live, you know there's some states not so fucking great.
or the great senator from the, or well, the great, you know, governor
honorable,
of.
Honorable.
Yeah, they got. Honorable.
It's like, come on.
I need to take issue with a few of those titles.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gag inducing.
It is. I mean, I know that a lot of those honorifics are used to denote, you know, respect and to denote that they've made their way up to a certain pillar in society. But it's like senators or governor is enough.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, not indicted. Honor. Not indicted yet, governor. I mean, that's good. That's saying something.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we were watching one state, and they're like, the largest, and we cast our lines for trout. Really?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about trout. Trout's not a popular fish.
We have the best catfish.
That was also the trout.
Yes,
state.
And we cast our lines for trout, and we cast our votes. It was like they were trying to lead up to
it's
that.
Like,
but
stop it! Stop it! Nobody wants your resume. It's ridiculous.
Trucker Tom says, "From the great state of Illinois, the ones responsible for the hot mess in the White House right now."
Well, at least Tom's not saying they're from the great country of Kenya. So I'll
thank you.
I'll take that as a victory from Tom.
Really? Is Hawaii in trouble too?
No, he's not Hawaiian. There's still people believe this.
I know.
It's like, come on, people.
The whole birther thing is annoying.
It's like, you can't argue with those people.
No, there's no conversation to be had. It's like, okay, here's the piece of paper. I still don't believe it. Okay.
Did you watch last night the...
No, afraid not.
I did. You know, I don't know why. You know what? I was fighting with the wife. She's out of town. She's out of the country, actually, right now.
She is? Where? Yeah.
She's in Canada on business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, she was a bitch last night, so we didn't talk. I can say that. She's not coming home. I mean, she
wouldn't know ever if she's listening.
I know, but she was. She came home with a bad attitude. And, you know, quite frankly, she'd pissed me off various times through the weekend.
Okay.
And, you know, so she took the food I cooked and went upstairs, and I went downstairs to watch the Yankee game and the Republican convention.
As a marriage should be.
Yeah, really pissed me off. Yeah, just like I opened up a fortune cookie because we went out on Friday night.
Right.
And there was a dig. Like the fortune cookie said, you know, we'll achieve a great financial success very soon.
Right.
And I was just like, eh, really? And she's like, yeah, something like to the fact, yeah, we'll define soon.
Oh.
I'm like, really?
Oh, boy.
Really?
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, and I kind of said that. So, I didn't mean it that way. Who says shitty stuff like that?
Ow. Yeah.
You tell that to your girlfriend. You don't say it when I'm sitting right there. A little respect.
Yeah, talk me on my back. I have the decency to just convince with your girls.
Then she tries to point out, well, you know, you get upset about this and that. You know, I heard you on the air with, you know, talking to this one or that one. I was, because in the car, our syndicator called.
Right.
And we actually got good news. I think we're going to have our podcast on their website, which is a step up.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but whatever, you know, I explain some frustrations to him, which he knows about and everything.
Yeah.
So she used this as justification. Like, no, it's like, well, you always complain. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I don't.
Not always. No.
I mean, about the show, you know, things with the show, I'll talk to you and Joe about it.
Sure.
You know, and then not even always.
No.
Then
no, not, I know.
No.
and like about you know, things, other aspects of my business, I seldom bitch about it publicly, unless it's a funny story.
Yeah, unless you, unless it's like you could turn it into funny.
Yeah,
you know. But no, we're not a. We're actually not as much as we the stuff we talk about. Oh my god! But we're really not a dirty laundry errand kind of show.
No,
you know, or not a, like the small insignificant stuff that's like, why even?
And then friends over this weekend. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit later. Comes over on Sunday, and we have the propane tank. For the grill. I've never changed the propane tank.
Right.
The wife always does that.
I wouldn't even have the faintest clue how to do it.
I don't know. I don't know. I've just never done it. So right. I don't know how to do it. And you know what? So far, me not doing it has made sure the house hasn't blown up. So I think, you know.
Good call.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got a good streak going. Let's not fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I believe.
So my wife and my friend's wife is downstairs. My friend Elias is upstairs with me on the deck. I'm getting ready to grill. The old propane tank goes out. I knew, but the day before, I bought a new propane tank just in case. I'm like, I've had this one for a while.
So it's good to have a spare one.
Exactly. So I call down to my wife. I go, hey, you want to change the propane tank?
Right.
So my friend goes, oh, I'll do it. And then my wife goes, ah, so you're the man of the house. Like, what?
Oh.
What? And I didn't say anything.
You're subtly becoming that couple that digs at each other in front of the company.
Right, but then she get like I called her that like, well, no, because his wife said such and such. You know, I don't do any of the handy stuff. You know, meaning she does.
Right,
but my wife does the handy stuff. That's not my thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that she has cojones. Yeah. I mean, your wife has cojones, but I mean, not literally.
Her cojones are going to be on the fucking road, but with her, it keeps the shit up. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. And you know, there was something that had pissed me off royally, which I never brought to the air.
Yes, I know.
Several months ago,
yes.
That really never got resolved. But you just kind of.
You
kind of
let it go, yeah.
Yeah. So then she comes home like, I'm working on the computer, and my wife needs, my daughter, her iPod, it's not charging properly.
Oh.
So she's like, well, where's your iPod charger? I'm like, oh, because it's not upstairs. I'm like, oh, it's downstairs. So she looks, comes back, and I'm working on the computer. She's like, I can't find it. Can you tell me where it is? And I'm working, I'll get it in a couple of minutes. She's like, well, can't you just tell me where it is? I'm like, I'll get it in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And it just, like, escalates. Now we got my daughter and her friend there, and it just escalates into this fucking fight. Like, she comes home in a bad mood. It's like, wait a minute. I had dinner cooked, you know, because my daughter comes home from camp. She's famished. I got everything done. I say I'm going to get in a couple minutes. It needs to be done this minute?
Yeah, I know.
It's,
I know.
It's like, wait, what the, relax.
Well, you know, there's usually something else going on.
Yes.
You know, it's not about that.
No, but you know, I was like, you know what, fuck this noise.
I know.
Then she won't even apologize. I'm like, am I married to Trump?
What? No, that's a big step. That was a giant leap for mankind.
But you know how there's no apologies coming from there, and I'll get there possibly in a second. Apologize.
Mm.
You know, just say my bad. I'm sorry I came. I've done it. I'm in a crappy mood, usually when I don't have sleep. Usually in the afternoon when I don't have sleep or a Snickers.
I'm in a bad mood when I'm hangry.
Yeah,
because
your blood sugar drops.
Yeah, and it's like I don't have like I've been tested. I don't have diabetes or any of those precursors or anything.
But you're
like
working
that.
Your way to it, so that's nice.
No, I have none of those problems. But
you got plenty of other problems.
My whole life, whenever I get like over hungry and I'm overtired, I'm just like irritable.
Yeah, I get that way when I'm tired.
Yeah,
it's not your blood sugar drops.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's good to take a nap in the afternoon if you can. I seldom can.
Yeah, but it's nice
like
if you can.
Like, if I lay down for 5 minutes and close my eyes, I'm good to go.
Yeah, it helps.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I'm like, well, so, you know what? You know, she can be out of the country. I'm fine with it.
Well, you know what? Maybe things, you just need a cooling off period.
No, I mean, we're texting now, you know, because, I wished her a safe trip and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a different type of evening planned. But it's like, you've been, I haven't even really addressed it. I'm like, what is this? Because I'm very supportive.
Right. I know
and,
you are.
And, you know, listen, this career that I am on, success is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
You know, so like when from people look at whether yourself or people looking out, some people would say what I'm doing, I'm extremely successful. Some people would say, you haven't done a damn thing. You know, it really depends.
I know. Well, Mr. Helix feels very much the same way. He goes up and down about where he is in his, whichever format of entertainment we're talking about. If we're talking about music or radio or what have you. But it's like, at for certain people, their level is, you know, you have to be on network news and you got to be, you know, in the top 40 or else you're not a success. But then there's a lot of, but, you know, there's this whole scale in between nothing and there.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that you could say, yeah, well, you get up and try it. At least I did it.
That's not even that. Even the people in the same field as you.
Yes.
Forget about other people who've never even attempted it. In the same field as you.
Sure.
You know, they can, you go, okay, you know, he's done this or she's done this, that, the other thing. There is success. I mean, it really depends on my mood. Overall, I'm pretty, there are certain aspects of the career that I'm happy with.
Yeah.
You know, as far as comedy, I've achieved a lot of goals. As far as this radio show, you know, when you take everything into consideration, it's really done way more than anybody thought it was going to do. Including where we started.
Yeah, it's the little show that could. Might still.
Right. Yeah. But then there's other parts of it that I, you know, I look on the calendar, I'm getting older, and I get extremely frustrated.
Sure.
Because I go, well, you know, I think this is good or that's good. And, you know, but you just, there's things out of your control, and sometimes you're motivated, sometimes you're not. So when you got your quote unquote support system,
yeah,
whether unintended or intended giving you jobs, like, what the fuck?
That really is hard when all of a sudden, you know, whoever's supposed to back you up, you know, people, your spouse, your friends or whatever, and all of a sudden they're like, well, maybe you're not doing that great. It's like, what?
Plus every 2 months I gotta deal with an outburst from Joe often on the air.
But they're less and less frequent, so we do have that.
Well, therapy. But Joe and I are in couples therapy.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, there's the Den Snickers commercial. Start with Joe on a rant. In walks Davin. Here, Pip, have a Snickers.
I grab popcorn and watch Joe continue to yell. That would be good.
That's funny, isn't it? No, I think he was yelling Joe was me without a Snickers.
Well, they said Joe was on a rant.
Yeah.
Well.
And then, here, Pip, have a Snickers.
Yeah, when Joe gets on a rant, chocolate's not going to solve the issue.
No. Lisa brought up chocolate when he gets in here from dealing with the traffic horrors, and I'm like, you mean whiskey?
I think we're actually a little bit better off, because Joe doesn't listen currently, because, I don't know, did he explain this on the air or off the air?
I think he explained it off the air.
Where he said he doesn't listen, and this is just a new development. Because he feels like he interrupts the flow of the show, which I don't agree with, but that's his prerogative.
Well, because he wants to comment on things that happened like an hour before he got here or half an hour ago, and he feels like, oh, I'm going back. And sometimes, you know, you do say to him, what, do you want to talk about that now? So I think that he's feeling a little bit of that.
No, that's usually the part of the show where he is here, where one of you will bring something like, really? Now's the time? I think you had one of you had something like that last week.
I don't remember.
I don't know if it was that exactly, but it was like,
it was like,
I brought something up and you asked like a stupid question about it.
Oh, yeah. And you just looked at me like, are you slow?
Yeah, and I know the answer.
I know. Speaking of being slow.
Yes.
You know, I started my new job and this is week two.
Still there.
Yeah.
No outbursts on Facebook.
I know. I stuck my head into the boss's office on Friday and I said, end of the week. Didn't fire me. We're doing good. And he said, yes. And I said, okay.
That's the confidence.
Yeah. And I came into work today in my slippers.
On purpose?
No.
Oh, because that's
boring. No. I got to the traffic light right before the office, and all of a sudden I was like moving my toes, and I'm like, that feels squishy. And then I realized I was wearing look at these slippers.
You're still wearing them.
I'm still wearing them because I didn't get home.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
People actually walk out without their pants on, like just in their underwear.
I know. I had a couple of things to gather up because it gets a little warm
in
the office.
Shoes weren't one of them.
No, they were not. I'm glad I had a dress on. I bought a little tiny fan because it gets a little warm in my office, but there's no office temperature control is for this whole big room, and so it's not going to be up to me. And I bought some flowers when I was in the supermarket and a box of cape pods, and I was gathering up all these things, and you know, I bring my laptop because it's Tuesday, and I went I gathered everything, I'm on my way to work. There's no time to turn around. I would have been really late if I turned around. So I was like,
so
I just
you got to pack up stuff the night before.
I normally don't. You know,
well, maybe I think it's time. You're not getting any younger. Memory's starting to lapse.
Apparently.
Next week, Pip goes in her bloomers.
I swear, they got a really good laugh out of it, though.
That's good.
It's a good office.
That's good.
Yeah, they were just like...
It's 2 weeks in. Slow down!
I know. I was like, oh, wow, I'm starting out with a bang.
Yeah, but they like you so far. That's good. That'll change.
Yeah, they'll get to really know me.
Period.
Yeah, right now it's good.
It is good. That's good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
So so I was watching the convention last night.
Yeah.
First of all, Chachi... Chachi was not bad.
Oh, he wasn't.
He did say that Trump is not the Messiah. Apparently, to some, that was in question. Chachi was all right. I mean, again, I don't think we need Chachi. Trump promises A-list stuff. You're dragging out Scott Baio. Whatever.
Scott Baio.
But his speech was fine. I do have an issue. They bring out one of these Duck Dynasty guys. Again, why?
Oh.
But they bring out this Duck Dynasty guy, and he's wearing his American flag bandana around his head. You're freaking speaking. You're the first speaker on prime time in the GOP convention. A little respect. It's not my party, but I appreciate the gravitas that this is. Every 4 years, you're nominating possibly the next president of the United States. You're the first speaker up. I don't know. I mean, I know it's an American flag bandana. I don't know. How about you just brush your hair and wash it? How about we do that?
How about we stop with the act? Because you know that whole beard and long hair, it's an act.
Yeah, guys.
They used to be all clean cut. Yeah. You see pictures on the internet of their whole family until they got picked up by this TV show? It's all bullshit. Yeah.
So I don't know why he was there. Rick Perry was the third speaker. So you had the Duck Dynasty guy, Chachi. Rick Perry actually put on Facebook, you know what? I think Chachi might have been the most intelligent out of the first three speakers.
Oh, Lord. I think, you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Then they had Marcus Luttrell. I don't remember the movie, but I saw the movie. I think it starred Mark Wahlberg. It was about a Marine where his whole unit got killed in Afghanistan, and he was the lone survivor. He wrote the book. I think that was the movie, Lone Survivor.
Oh, wow.
You know.
I don't remember the movie, but.
Now, before I get into his speech. Didn't shave, no tie. Listen, brother, I think he was a Navy SEAL. I think he was a Navy SEAL. Listen, man, I respect everything you did for your country.
Yes.
But again, man, we're not shooting this shit on the houseboat.
Right. No, I know.
This is the GOP convention, man.
Could you dress up?
Shave? Even I would do it. It's not even my party. But if I'm asked to be there.
You'd dress nice.
Yes, and I hate dressing nice. I would put away the Aerosmith t-shirt.
What?
I know. I would get it. I would look as good as I could possibly look, which is a struggle. But but you know what? It's an honor.
I would dress to the nines if I was going to go there. That's ridiculous.
I don't get it.
But then, I also don't understand people showing up in court looking like a bag of dog
shit. Yes, I always heard that. If you're going to go to court, dress nice. And it does make it.
I've
dressed so nice in court that people thought I was a lawyer.
That's
how I know I'm doing it right.
That's what I did. I went with my friend to court and I dressed up so nice they thought I was her attorney.
Listen, I know it's $50 for not cleaning up the dog poop, but I don't want to pay it. I'm going to put on the suit, you know?
You didn't clean up the dog?
But you look nice. There's certain things.
You do.
I'm hanging out in my basement. Right now, admittedly, not the nicest I can look. Pip's hanging out in my basement.
Meh.
She didn't even bring her shoes.
Hell, I went to work and I didn't bring my shoes.
But I guarantee you, if Mr. Trump calls us up and goes, hey, love the show. Joe's a little too much for us, gets a little too angry. But would love for you guys to speak at the convention. You know what? I'm putting on the suit. I'm shaving. I'm getting a haircut. I'm looking good.
Yeah, I know. So would I.
Yeah. So Marcus Luttrell spoke, which, by the way, I thought was a great get for Trump to get Marcus Luttrell. That's a hero right there. The guy didn't really speak about Trump at all, but gave a great speech.
Yeah.
Great. I thought that was great for him. Then they had one of the I want to say her name was Pam Brown. I think her son Sean Brown. Forgive me if I'm getting the name wrong. Was killed in Benghazi.
Oh, Smith.
Smith? Is it Smith?
Wasn't it Smith?
You might be Smith. Right. I don't know.
I don't know if it's Smith or Brown.
Needless to say, she blames Hillary.
Of course. Personally, she said.
Does not have the facts right.
Yeah.
But you feel for this woman because.
Of course.
The hurt, you could just tell, is still
palpable.
So fresh for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little put off. I felt it was a little exploitive.
Yes.
And I don't think it's a good taste, but I guess the Democrats next week are going to be trotting out parents of people that had their kids killed by gun violence. And I think that's exploitive as well.
It is.
But I guess that's where we're at as a country right now.
Yeah.
We can't talk about issues sanely and responsibly unless we trot out victims' parents. It turns me off. I get why both sides do it. Turns me off.
Yeah, oh, me too. By the way, Tom, as a correction, the name of the person that was killed in Benghazi was Brown Cotton, apparently.
I thought he was in Ghana. Well, that is not Hillary's fault. He was assigned to Ghana.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. And Trucker Tom was on the case.
I know. Well, he is the official historian of the, you know, yes. The record keeper.
Yes.
For the show. So I'm glad he was on the case.
So they're cutting in and out. I didn't see all of it, but the Rudy Giuliani gave a speech. Very angry Rudy Giuliani, but he's always kind of angry. He's kind of screaming and everything. He was the only one I saw who actually, up until this point, actually for the whole night, to be honest with you, spoke to Donald Trump's character. And you know, he said, you know, a lot of people don't know this. Donald likes to keep it a secret. But, you know, there's been instances when policemen have died and Donald is, like, you know, taking care of the family, this, that, the other thing. Very nice. Speaking to the man.
And those are good things to hear.
I absolutely 100% believe it.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that side of him.
I'm sure.
So you want that. So as far as that's concerned, Rudy does a great job. Rudy said something I had to beg to differ with. Again, I was in and out. He's talking about we want to make America safe again. That was the theme of the night.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, didn't you become America's mayor because it wasn't safe? I mean, isn't that really your claim to fame? Shit went south on 9/11.
Yes.
Rudy did a great job.
Right.
Rose to the task. Rallied the city. Rallied the country.
But yeah.
We were not safe.
No.
Even Donald Trump was like, yeah, bad job by W on that one.
Yeah.
But, so I beg to differ with that, but he's going into the theme. Lot of red meat for the supporter, for you know, stuff I wouldn't necessarily agree with. But, you know, for that crowd. Did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to look at these things, you can't go, well, that's not what I... You got to look to who they're playing, unless it's really egregious.
You have to understand who their audience is. And, I mean, you also have to take with a grain of salt, because a lot of it is hyperbole, because
It's going to be partisan on both. Democrats come, it's going to, you know, it's all going to be partisan that way.
Yeah, so absolutely.
And I'm one of the few that tries to look at these things objectively. I know everybody likes to run into their corners for this stuff. But, you know, listen, like I said, Giuliani's speech didn't do anything for me. I have an issue with Make America Safe Again, especially coming for him. But for that crowd, he got the loudest responses from everybody. It wasn't so much what Trump – you know what? It was kind of what Trump was going to do. He did a good job all around for what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So now the headliner, before I get to that, because it's going to lead from one thing to the other, they announced VP Pence on Saturday.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And before they announced it was supposed to happen on Friday, but then we had shootings again?
Yeah.
No, we had Nice, France.
Was Nice Friday?
There's so many. It was Nice, France. Yes. The truck thing.
No, I thought that was Thursday, and then Friday was the coup in Turkey.
Yeah, Friday was the coup in Turkey.
Yeah.
So it was Thursday, but Trump didn't speak, you know, out of respect, which is fine. But you're hearing these rumblings that he's having misgivings about Pence, and he's talking to his people. I guess he wanted to go Christie. But he goes Pence. I guess his kids felt he should go Pence. And whatever. I'm not going to get onto political and why that's a good choice or a bad choice.
Right.
But you hear these rumblings that there's misgivings. I shit you not. He introduces Mike Pence to the Rolling Stones song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want." It's like I was the DJ. I wanted to fuck with things.
What? A choice.
And if Hillary wins, the Trump DJ will play the bitches back.
Of course. So,
hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe. It's a miracle.
It's a Tuesday miracle.
It is. So, I can't believe he said this early.
He brings up Pence to that.
Yeah.
Hilarious. You can't make this shit up.
No.
So that is what it is. A lot of people had...
Why?
What is he going to do? Bring it up to Meatloaf's 2 out of 3 ain't bad?
You were thinking about that on the car ride up, but a good line's a good line. A good line's a good line.
Oh, my God.
And that would have made more sense because Meatloaf was on Celebrity Apprentice. A little nod to the loaf. That would have been good.
Oh my God, what a choice.
So you got this. It's like, are you purposely shitting on your guy?
Okay. No, really.
Whatever. So now, this was sweet. This isn't usually done. Trump is going to bring up his wife, Melania. Now, Melania Trump is supposed to be the headliner. Why they book people afterwards? I don't know. It's like Aerosmith's going on at 8:30 and McClinton's going on with it done. Because people...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was called the tour.
Yeah. But it's like, everybody wants to hear Melania. Yeah. Everybody wants... And right. I guess she's nervous. She doesn't want to give the speech. So she asks Donald to introduce her. And I guess the president doesn't usually do that. The spouses, you always speak.
Right.
But so Donald's going to introduce, which is nice.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's cool. He's supporting his wife. She doesn't want to do it. So Donald Trump, you think you're watching WWE. Donald Trump emerges from the blue fog machine. You just see his silhouette like it's The Apprentice.
Yesterday I got home and I'm joining a new project, so I'm learning songs and stuff. So I'm running around my house, and then I just stopped briefly, and I saw that, and I'm like, I don't know whether to say cool or really.
I think both. But I think both.
But I can't figure out this part in this tune, so I gotta go.
It's just like it's just so Trumpian. It only would have been more Trump is if they had scantily clad women carrying him out on a throne. Only that way would it have been more Trump.
Oh my God!
And listen, he's got his big speech Thursday, so it's not out of the question.
Feeding him grapes in between lines of speech
as he tries to find where he is on the teleprompter. So it's not out of the question.
The girl's got him on the bed. They're trying to get it so he can approach it. Fucking around.
Oh my God. Again, it sounds ridiculous. Not out of the question, though.
Nope. No. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Da-da,
da-da. The fucking balls, but you go, you know what? This is Trump. But here's my issue. I don't even have an issue with that. Yeah. I'm like, if I really wanted to be like a liberal dick, I could be like, come on, a little respect. But
you don't like it being brought out on satin pillows?
We all like to be brought out on satin pillows.
Of course. So I like that.
But he comes out to Queen... We are the champions. Okay, first of all, can you win first? And second of all, it's a little bit of a smack in the face to the other people that you ran against. Whatever. Again, I'm not even going to quibble with that.
Right, right.
Now, before I'm going to say, Trump is probably the most progressive when it comes to rights for homosexuals.
Yeah.
Trump, you know, I kind of get that. Like, people say Trump is a racist or this, that, or like, I just don't think he is. I don't think he has that type of ideology. I think Trump looks at, well, what can you do for me? And I don't really care about the rest. And I think he'll manipulate things like he did with the white supremacists to get those votes in Iowa that he did with the robocall.
Right.
To get what he wants. I don't think he's a racist or this, that, or other.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, you don't know that, and I don't know that. We only have what we see. We don't know the man. Mm. But, I mean, a lot of people say he's a racist. I've never said. So, whatever. And I think he's the most progressive when it comes to gay rights. Unfortunately, this platform, they are saying, is the most anti-gay rights. Yeah, and his VP pick, Mike Pence, believes in Pray the Gay Away.
Oh, so, yeah.
Now, Freddie Mercury was a flaming homosexual.
No!
Adam Lambert, their current singer, flaming homosexual.
That's what makes it work.
Yeah.
Well, and he's great. But,
not taking that away.
Listen, I could suck a dick. I'm still not going to be good for Queen.
Isolate that.
I didn't say I will suck a dick. I said I could suck a dick.
Still?
Listen, no matter how much sperm coats the back of my throat, I still can't pull out Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay.
Isolate that.
I know my limits.
Remember that at karaoke?
I don't sing karaoke. You know this. Mm. So
just keep digging, Devin.
I don't care. I don't give whatever.
Yeah.
I got a real problem with him coming out to that in that venue. And he still plays Elton John. Like I get that Trump is probably progressive when it comes to
I absolutely get what you're saying, but it just over the years, just to the nature of musicians all being pretty much left-leaning, I think anything you play
gay guy, and you had the gay delegates, the gay Republican delegates, very pissed off about what was going on because they were starting to vote on stuff on Sunday or last week or whatever. They've been in Cleveland for a while. And gay Republicans were very, very upset and felt this was the most anti-gay thing. And again, I think Trump plays Elton John at his events. And Brian May from Queen was not happy about this.
No.
I mean, come on. I mean, I think it's kind of hypocritical. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I understand what you're saying because I don't think that because whatever the sexual preference of the person who's performing some kind of art, normally I don't think that there's any reason to say, well, that is a gay song or that is, but
Most people don't take...
But
most,
Freddie Mercury?
Come on, he was flaming. Yeah. He died of AIDS.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think Trump is anti-gay, but their platform is, and his VP pick is.
Right, right. You know, no.
Like, if he would have picked Chris Christie, who I don't think is anti-gay, I think he's kind of progressive on that type of thing, too, I wouldn't have had as much issue with it. But whatever. Mm. I just thought it was hypocritical. So then,
Well, is it going to come out to the Yum Yum Eat 'Em Up song with Christie?
Oh, that's not nice.
Yum Yum Eat 'Em Up.
Michael Jackson's I'm Fat.
Yeah.
So then they trot out.
I think Bridge Over Troubled Waters would have been a great.
Funny.
Yeah, well, a bridge ain't holding Christie. They should have played that when the crane was falling down at the Tappan Zee.
A bridge. Oh! Barely over Troubled Waters.
And then they trot out Melania. And this is supposedly the speech that Donald cares the most about. She doesn't want to give the speech. And this is supposedly the one from other speechwriters, other ones that have worked in other campaigns I was watching today. This is the one they always worry about when they have to write stuff for the spouse.
Right.
Because that's the most important one to your candidate.
Yeah.
So Melania gives her speech. The woman speaks five languages. So some people want to call her an idiot. I'm like, there's no evidence that she's an idiot. And you know what? You would take...
There's no evidence
idiot. I'm not one of these haters. And listen, any one of us would take some...
Lieutenant, come here. I found stupidity. Aha! Evidence.
Leave Louis Gohmert out of this. Texas congressman. But listen, on her, I think she's kind of smart because you know what? Any one of us would take a load from Trump to the face to leave Slovenia for $4 billion. So, you know...
I've never been to Slovenia, but that's not even sounding remotely tempting.
$4 billion, no matter where the fuck you are. You'll take the load to the face. Wash your eyes, go, thank you, Mr. Trump. You'll be dead soon. You're not going to be erect forever.
That's 18 years of loads to the face.
You know what?
18 years!
It beats working.
No. Nope. Happy at my little desk now, not taking a load to the face.
Whatever. You'll take many loads to the face if you know what's good for you. So she does. So she gives this speech, and, you know, a lot of people gave it rave reviews. I've heard better speeches, but I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like, we wanted to hear more stories about the man. What a great, some, like, sweet stories about Donald between them. That's what a lot of the spouses do. I know Mitt Romney's spouse did it.
The ex-wife was watching this speech. She was
Which
clapping.
Which one?
She was clapping like a harbor seal. I didn't know to tell her to shut up or throw her a trout. I was like, shut up.
It is kind of ironic when she's talking about loyalty and she's number three. But whatever.
I guess none of his other wives came out against him. I mean, you know.
Well, one had accused him of rape. But again, you like the gravy train, you shut the fuck up. I get it. Mm-hmm. We all have a price, as the $1 million man Ted DiBiase used to say. So it's well received. A lot of applause. They tried out Joni Ernst afterwards to mop up. God knows why, because fucking place emptied out afterwards. When the headline is done, it's time to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Def Leppard hits the stage and does their second encore, nobody's waiting for the opening act to come out.
No.
So whatever. So you wake up this morning, and right. It turns out 7% of the speech, they said. So 93% was written either by her or somebody else, who the fuck cares.
Right.
Was borrowed from Michelle Obama. Now here's the thing. Joe and I had this conversation. Anybody who's an artist
right.
should be offended. Because we're the first ones to bitch and moan when somebody steals our shit.
Yes.
So whether she wrote it or a speechwriter wrote it or whatever, anyone who's an artist should be upset on that one. And Joe and I think, I don't know if we really agree, but that's certainly my point.
Not in the context of what it was. I mean, you mentioned, well, if it was, you know, if somebody steals your material.
Somebody did, and you're still pissed off about it.
Well, here's the... Not that really. When I was a little upset. However, I kind of made it known that I had known about it. But I didn't pursue it anymore because the bit was old. It was hacky. But
at the time, it was one of your better bits. When it happened.
No, actually, it wasn't. I was starting to phase that out.
You've been pissed off for a while. Either way, we don't steal shit.
But still, right. in the context of what it was, okay, it was an old bit. He's using, I really don't do it anymore. Okay, whatever. In the context of this speech, are we that concerned that right now we got China building islands in the middle of the Sea of Japan? We got all this stuff. We got cops getting killed. We got race relations. Does anybody really give a shit who's going to be pouring tea in the fucking Rose Garden?
Well, I would say this. I get your point to that. In the grand scheme of things, that isolated thing, really, who gives a shit?
Right.
But they did trot her out the week before saying she wrote the speech.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
And then Trump's top guy, Manafort, throws her under the Trump train. Today he's going, no, she knew everything about it. Not even throwing some unknown staffer, which is what you do. You don't let the boss's wife take the fall.
No.
You got to protect the boss's wife.
Right.
That's the most, they're paying the bills. You got to protect. But he still has a job, which I don't understand.
I don't understand because it's like in job 101, that's not the way to do
Trump
it.
Trump is the best boss ever. He don't fire anybody unless it's in the script and it's for TV. <That's>
Now, could you imagine a script writer that's writing that wrote Don Jr.'s speech tonight? That he must be going.
You went through that shit.
You know.
But you know what?
It says and. Plenty of people say
and. Four score in 7 years. What the fuck? Four score.
But as a speechwriter, any speechwriter for any person, the most elementary thing that you can do is run your speech through one of those plagiarism 101 websites that English teachers do.
All right. So,
well, we also found out speeches that Obama plagiarized. So it's, you know, I don't think
the issue is it's not that. As you and I were talking on the phone, you know, if it was just that, you go, all right. Whatever, it's a big deal for a news cycle till they get to the second night. Really, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But my point to Joe, and I were talking about this earlier, is it's all these unforced errors and never apologizing, and you say everybody who's running the country is stupid. That's the big thing. They're stupid. I'm going to be so much better. And people like Joe say, well, he's a businessman. He's going to hire the best of the best. And you see all these unforced errors. And you just go, I can't take it seriously. That's the point. I mean, this in the grand scheme of things, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
You're going to fumble. You're going to misspeak. Yeah. There are going to be errors. There are going to be complete misstatements.
Like Trump misspoke couple months ago. He said, you know, on 7-Eleven with the towers. And I made it my avatar. But people were really upset about it. I wasn't upset.
It's a funny typo kind of thing.
You know what the funny thing is? I wasn't upset. You had that avatar up there for a month.
Yeah, well, I don't change my avatars that often. Okay. But it was funny. I even said at the time, I'm not upset about it. You know, whatever. It's a slip of the tongue. I know he knows what 9-11 was. Of course he does. You know, he sticks up for New York. I got no beef with him on that. But my point to you, Joe, is this is a series of things, and I brought up, you know, the Mike Pence thing. You know, it's like, are you even trying? And I said to Joe, if he would just look at the camera and give us a wink and break the fourth wall, I'd be like, all right, I'm in. You got me. You're fucking with us. I love it. I love this campaign. He's not doing that.
No.
He doubles down completely seriously.
But you want to know, but my whole thing is night one of introducing the platform out of how much scrutiny that he's been under. If the takeaway is Michelle Obama plagiarizing 7% of his speech.
Michelle Obama didn't plagiarize his speech.
No, I'm sorry.
sure you are.
Melania Trump.
But here's the problem. I understand what you're saying, but here's the problem. This was the most important speech, they're saying, of the whole convention to Donald.
Right.
More important.
Who's they?
It gets reported. Pundits. It gets reported that they're hearing from sources. Believe what you want to believe.
Yeah.
But if you look at history, that speech is very important. They're saying she didn't even want to give the speech, you know, because she's a shy person.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and that's why Donald went out there to introduce her. You got to like that. So if this is like, if say it's this number two most important, Joe. We'll say Trump's is number one.
Right.
You can't leave her out there. I mean, this is where all the focus has to be.
They left her swinging.
I don't take much precedence in it because the thing about it is that a first lady, she's a figurehead. She's, you know, it's a
that
figurehead.
Depends on the first lady.
It's generally a figurehead. Now, if we're going to worry about first ladies, I think a former one is one that we need to worry about. Hillary Clinton.
This isn't about Melania. This isn't about, unless she lied to
everybody. But essentially that job is essentially a figurehead
They're saying Paul Manafort, who's running the whole campaign, had his top guy on that speech. I mean, that's a problem.
His top guy is bad, then.
That's the problem. We're told he's gonna hire the best, and it's just one thing after another. You go, what the hell is going on? Again, for my line of work, hilarious. I don't think it means anything.
But you want, and this is, I'm really putting this out there. The way those guys work, any publicity is good publicity. Maybe they did that on purpose.
No, not to Melania. No, you can't do that to the wife. You can't do that to the wife and kids.
I don't think
you
want
to leave your VP out there to hang out the dress. That's what vice presidents are for. You know, they get their shit end of the stick with that. I get it.
Excuse me, I have to interrupt you. CNN just declared Trump as won the Republican nomination.
It was a great debate there.
I know, it was. It was really.
It was touch and go there.
Breaking news. I had to let you know.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lisa told me.
Takes a Canuck to educate us.
I know. Well, we're not watching TV.
No, we're not. But listen, it's just... I've said it time and time again. The Democrats hired the only nominated the only one that can lose to Trump, and the Republicans nominated the only one that can lose to Hillary. That's what makes it so fascinating. America has 300 million people, and we literally nominated two of the most unlikable people in the country.
I know.
Like Trump.
You're in the minority.
Okay.
I think his unfavorables are somewhere between 60 and 70, depending on the poll, depending on the day of the week.
It depends on the day.
And Hillary's like 50, 55, sometimes 60, depending on the day of the week.
They're both big numbers to not be liked.
Yes.
To be the next
president. That's what the whole thing is. Well, who do we hate less?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll concede.
But yes. You like him, but you're in the minority. You're a Trump guy. You've liked him from the beginning.
Yeah.
But, like I said, you're in the minority. That's why you go, well, how come you don't criticize Hillary? I'll fucking criticize her. Give it, you know, when she's got stupid Bill going on the airplane.
In all fairness to you, I think you sunk your fangs into her last week.
I do. Of course I do.
Yeah.
I sink my fangs into everybody. People are like, oh, you're so liberal. Yeah, I lean to the left, but I'm actually more of a libertarian and anything. And I call bullshit on anything.
Right.
You know, if something's stupid, if Obama does something stupid, I'll call him. Now, I know there's people, and I even posted it before he spoke in Dallas. I said, people are going to hate it before he even speaks. And I'm not one of those people. Even with W, you know, I don't like W at all. I'll give him props. He gave a good speech. I'm not partisan at all when it comes to that stuff.
No, I know.
And that's why, you know, I don't have anything personally against Donald, you know. I think he's probably...
Does he owe you money for a gig?
Yeah, he might. Those stories come out the way he screws the little man. You know, there's a whole bunch of those stories, too. I just think it's really, really sad for the way we are.
I don't like the way he deals with women.
Well, if you would just get on your knees and shut up, there'd be no issues.
No, I know. That's exactly... and I believe that that's exactly what it's saying to me.
Just don't bleed out of there or over there, and everything's going to be fine.
Right, right.
Know your role, as The Rock used to say.
Mm-hmm,
you,
mm-hmm.
I believe the platform is know your role, you jabroni.
Is that what he said?
No, it's something that The Rock used to say. When he was
okay.
I don't think that Hillary Clinton is really... because she's not genuine. You know?
That's always, you know what they say? They say she's been working for these causes for years, mm-hmm. but she's really bad at speaking. But they say the people, you know, there are moments when I watch Hillary speak.
Yeah.
Where I believe her, oh, that's a really good speech. But there's plenty of other moments where I get Joe's point. It seems robotic.
There are lots of times when, I mean, the words might be right, but there's no warm fuzzy coming
right.
out.
Right. I get it. And Obama, people who don't like Obama say he's too professorial. You know, I get it.
I happen to like that.
But you see the same thing with Trump. When Trump is off script, I mean, yeah, it's very emotional, it's very entertaining, and it gets the rally going. But a lot of bad shit happens. But when he goes on the teleprompter, it actually diminishes him. Like, he doesn't have the Trump swagger.
Right.
You know, he's a very charismatic man.
Yes.
But when you... yes. But when... You were right in there with that, weren't you? He is charismatic.
Like I said, I've been working for small business with that entrepreneurial spirit ever since I was 16 years old. It's kind of like people that have been bosses and I've worked for had that spirit. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. That's what I'm used to. That's what you that whole spirit of the guys that I worked for, like defense companies or the bosses there, the entrepreneurial guys who were looking to expand. You know, we expanded when the years I've been with them. Those are the guys that inspired me.
I get it.
You know, my old scout master who was a business, he, you know, very businessman, he inspired us. He inspired my buddy Mike, who runs the biggest paving company on Long Island. He inspired a lot of, and that's the atmosphere.
Yeah, but you know,
so to speak, that's inspired me.
But you know what?
Since I was a kid.
But Reagan was inspirational. Yeah. Bill Clinton was inspirational. But they had something more there. There was some substance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't agree with Reagan's policies.
No.
But there was he could answer a question.
But right.
The thing about Trump, though, is he generally cares about... He didn't...
Well, we've talked about this.
He didn't need to do this. And he Hillary, it's just another thing in her, you know, her grand scheme.
Well, see, I don't know how you can take somebody who's worked... for the public, except, you know, when she was doing those speeches, and you could say what you want about those speeches. But she's worked in public life helping people. You might not agree with her causes for 25 years. So I don't know how you discount.
Well,
that.
the way it is because basically after the Clintons got out of the White House, she specifically moved to New York to be a senator.
Right.
Okay. And basically, her sights was being on a senator just sitting here biding her time where she could go back to Washington.
And then my answer to that is well, because that's what I thought when she moved to New York.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. And I still have never voted for Hillary Clinton on anything.
Right.
That might change this time. But so I thought that, too, what a lot of people thought. But she was extremely popular
mm-hmm.
as a New York senator. And she's continued to maintain her home there. I mean, she still lives there.
Yeah.
They still live there. So I don't really buy that anymore. I understand it then. I don't buy it now.
I do. I don't buy it at all. I do because I think that she's a very calculating egotistical person.
You don't think Donald's egotistical?
Well, Donald's egotistical, but he shows some genuine care. She just is very robotic and very non-emotional, and she's very calculating. I know Trump is calculating in a way in a business sense, business acumen.
I wish he'd be a little bit more calculating and have more confidence in him.
Yeah.
Talk to the DJ. Hey, scratch that fucking song, stupid. And you know what? Don't play Queen when you bring me out either. Give me the MP3 player. I'll play my song. Okay?
I appreciate what you're saying, Joe, about, you know, that type of man has been really influential and you know, to you in your life. But when I hear him, I hear all bluster and
right.
puffery.
That's what I
and
hear,
too. The conceit gnaws at me.
I mean,
I don't see it in as positive a light as you do.
There's a lot of untruths to what he says, too.
Well,
but what he needs to start doing now is stick it to the platform. The where and the whys of how things are going to get done.
This is the week you said. So what happens? Because I'm not very hopeful that he will. I'm not very hopeful that he's going to lay out things. Because I don't really know if this is the platform to lay out things.
No, it's not.
It's not. But this is what Joe has said because he's been waiting as a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And this has been a little gnaw at Joe the whole time that there has not been more substance.
Let me see an outline.
Right.
Let me see
Well,
some
he's
details.
Got the outline, but there's no flesh on those bones.
No fleshing it out.
So what happens come Thursday night? He gives his speech. It's a great speech. The emotional stuff that you love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody buys in as far as that. But on Friday, there's still no substance.
Then we go to the debates and see what happens during the debates.
All right, and what happens if he can't answer? That's fair. That's fair. I mean, you'd like to see that beforehand, but, well, fine. I can. What happens if he still can't answer? Now, he's going to tell you no matter what he won the debate. You know that. Halfway through the debate, he's going to have, oh, by the way, sources, everybody's telling me I won, and I'll be third question in. You know that's coming.
By the way, I'm polling as having won.
and the polls will say that he won, too, which is the amazing thing.
Before they're done.
Right, but they do. He's in the polls. He does win the debates.
Well, you know, I do think that Hillary's...
Next topic, please.
what happens? Say they're going to have three debates. Say he does very well in debates. He holds his own, but he can't answer.
I can't answer that now, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know what the points are then. We would need to see the debates. We would need to see the points that are sketchy, and then we would need to discuss it then. It's right at this moment.
But where do you go? You're not going Hillary.
No, but I will answer that. I'll answer that question then.
I predict no matter what happens. No matter how many holes I poke and they go, Joe, there's no policy there. You're going to find something to latch on to. I'm going to make you're a Trump guy.
I am, but I might and I might not. So until there is more, I would be happy to discuss it then. I'm not trying to shy away from the subject. But because there's nothing concrete to discuss, you know, on the topic
I'll give you credit. Because at least you will admit that there's really no substance there. It's these Trump supporters that, like, try to insist that there's substance. Like, what are you watching? So I'll give Joe credit. Joe's probably going to vote Trump. He's probably 95% voting Trump.
Yeah.
But I'll give Joe credit. He's still waiting.
I'll give an example. Hillary Clinton. I don't. You know how I feel about Hillary Clinton.
I most certainly do.
I'll give you, for instance, let's say that, and it could happen, might have, if Trump for some reason gets elected.
even you, the supporter. Listen, I didn't expect this shit to happen either.
If holy shit, Trump's
really,
the president.
He's parachuting in on the inaugural speech? Really?
There, but nonetheless, Trump gets elected, okay? Another 4 years, Cuomo runs against him. Let's say Cuomo was running against Trump, okay? I like Cuomo. I like what he's done. I don't agree with some things he says, but I like the job he does.
You're right.
He's hands-on. He doesn't pander. He looks for the good, and this is a key thing. He looks for the good of the people. He's out there trying to help the people.
Well, I think all this is perception, because I think there's hard right people that will say Cuomo's terrible, and he doesn't look for the good
but
of the people.
But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If it was a race between Cuomo and Trump, now you say, would you cross party lines? I would probably cross party lines on that. So it's not...
Really?
It's, yeah. Don't... Davin... I'm telling you right now, it's not a case of I'm blind loyalty to Trump. It's a case that Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, is a despicable, lying, deceitful person.
I could accept that from you. I could accept that you hate Hillary that much, because I know they're both very polarizing.
Right.
I don't hate any of them the way that Joe hates Hillary.
Right.
But I get that very, very much. But where I will stick is there have been things that I never thought you would try to explain away when it comes to Donald Trump and the campaign. We've called you the Trump whisperer at times, that have blown my mind. So I think you're more all into Trump than you let on.
But you got to understand if against Hillary. But I'm telling you,
it was Bernie at the time too.
I don't like Bernie either. I don't like him.
He's not despicable.
He's a likable old man. Okay.
And what is Trump? An unlikable old man?
But it's that whole, that everything is going to be fixed by the government with our tax dollars.
Well, you think everything's going to be fixed by Trump.
But it's basically...
By the Mexicans.
But based
Mexican tax
on
dollars.
Building business and building business where the tax dollars from business goes to that.
Well, we'll see if that policy gets laid out.
Okay, but...
So far it has
but
not.
But that's remained to be seen. But like I said, getting back, you know, in regards to if there was a candidate on the Democratic side that I would like, that I probably would vote for against Trump, if Cuomo was running...
Obama-Trump, you're going Trump.
Obama-Trump? Yeah, definitely Trump. But it would, cause I didn't like Obama. I didn't think he was qualified. I don't like the job he did. But Cuomo, as at least the governor, I like the job.
You know, Obama would beat both of these candidates easily. Obama would beat Hillary and beat Trump. He's more popular than them. And people are
Mr. Softy would beat them both. You know, I mean,
I don't think we have to bring erections into this.
Well, hold on.
Erection.
Because you're talking about likability. I personally don't care for Obama, but his approval rating, I believe, is at 50. As a couple of weeks ago, I don't know after the whole cop thing.
I think it's 50-51.
50-51. But yeah. You know, this stands a chance. But you know, like I said, I don't like Obama.
I think both parties are going. We fucking nominated this one. Because I told this Pip months ago, and I still stand by this. This election is going to come down to scandals on the Clinton side. Some will be of her own doing.
Right.
Some will be of witch hunt.
Manufactured.
Right. But it's going to be four. Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
It's going to be 4 years of scandals, and in my opinion, versus 4 years of incompetence. That's what I'm looking at in this election.
Well, let's see. But you know, the whole thing with the Republican candidates, I Christie, I liked. Okay. He had some.
Well, you don't live in Jersey.
Christie, I liked. Mm-hmm. Okay,
he's a likable guy.
He's a likable guy.
In some regards, in some regards, he's got a charisma. Unless you're a cop or a teacher or beg to challenge him, but there are aspects of Chris Christie. That's like after Katrina, not Katrina,
Sandy.
Sandy.
After Sandy, he was very good.
Yes,
and then after that is.
But
the shitter.
But he is like, but he's damaged goods. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. The Rubio. Rubio, and
he's got the same qualifications as Obama had coming in, a freshman senator, same qualifications.
I don't think he resonated that well.
He was supposed to,
you know.
He was supposed to. He did it.
And Cruz has the same problem as Hillary Clinton. He doesn't perceive a likability. He doesn't perceive a likability on
him. No, he's not. No,
you know, and that's what cost him. Kasich, I like Kasich. Apparently there wasn't enough. You know, there was so much hype around Trump. He started to make a little ground. He's distant.
I think he's still in fourth place, by the way. Yeah. I think Rubio still had more delegates.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, he's distant.
Listen, we're gonna take our first break. But Trump ran a great primary. Trump did something nobody could have seen. I didn't see it. Nobody saw. He ran a great primary. He wiped them all out. So you got to give him credit for that. Nobody, you know, that's a testament to Donald Trump and his vision. Because that's the whole campaign was his vision.
Right.
But now it's getting closer. So now just for my, I would like to see less fuck-ups.
more put up.
More accountability.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'm sorry, my bad goes a long way with the American people. You know, and that was Bill Clinton's problem too. That's why he got impeached.
Yeah, because you know, can't say what does is mean.
Yeah,
come on,
Bill Clinton. These guys have such egos.
Yeah,
just say, you know what, something happened in the White House. I'm not proud of it. It was a private moment. I need to deal with this with my wife, And leave it there.
Yeah.
Don't lie to the American people.
No.
And Donald Trump does.
I blasted the presidential sauce on a dress. I'm so sorry.
That would work too. That would seal up the mail vote. Well, I understand that.
Yeah, people would be high fiving him.
Listen, it's a
me?
High stress job. Sometimes you need to take the edge off. I get it.
Funny.
But it's this hubris. Clinton had this. I mean, I think Clinton was a good president overall.
Yeah, I do
too. I mean,
too,
he looked a lot better 10 years ago than he does now.
Oh, damn!
No, I don't
yeah.
mean physically, but I just mean as a president.
Yeah,
but
right.
But he had that
but
hubris,
both.
And that cost him to a degree.
Yeah,
I'd like to.
That really put me off.
Yeah, you'd like to see Donald Trump, like, and this was the perfect example. You know, you just fire a staffer. Go, you know what? This was a mistake. Such and such happened. It shouldn't have happened. It's not going to happen again. It's been rectified. We're going to move on. You put that to bed. People go, all right. It is what it is.
People want to forgive.
Yes.
We are the second chance.
It's not like people
country.
Are running to Hillary.
No.
They're not running to Hillary. It's like just, but whatever. All right. That's a lot of politics that we did.
Yeah.
But there was no arguing.
No.
Hopefully, yeah. I hope we made it kind of funny in between there.
Discussing.
I'm
yeah.
glad we did it because we were having so much fun with it in the car.
We did. Yeah.
I was hoping we were doing it.
No, it's just observing. I mean, I watch this stuff. I don't like to do a lot of political stuff. I will make this last point not about politics. I think when going to the movies, unless it's a special effects movie, there's no reason to go to the movies.
Where is this coming from?
Just something I wanted to talk about, but I didn't get to.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
just throwing this out there.
I haven't been to a movie in well, I went to go see the Jaws thing with the Compound guys.
Yeah, but you wore your best dress for it.
I did wear my best dress. But after that, I haven't been to a movie. I can't even tell you.
We saw Central Intelligence over the weekend. That was Kevin Hart.
Right.
And Dwayne Johnson. A good movie. Funny movie. Enjoyed it. I like Kevin Hart, and I like Dwayne Johnson.
Mm.
But there's not a lot of special effects. And the wife was like, well, we could have seen that at home. I'm like, yeah, but you picked it. I wanted to see Independence Day, which didn't get good reviews, but shit's going to blow up. And I think if things are going to blow up, or there's going to be big dinosaurs or spaceships, that's where you need to see it in the movies.
You know what? You get that surround sound in your house, and you see it in the movies with as big a TV as you can afford. Done.
So we watch on a 19-inch?
Yeah. That TV over there is much bigger than that. Come on.
It is. It's a bigger TV.
No. You know what? You get as big a screen as you can. You get the little surround sound. You're not stuck with the popcorn drizzle that is made out of whatever was in the mop bucket. You know what? It's all good. Stay home.
I haven't even sat and watched a movie at home in years.
No? Well, not soon you'll be able to. In peace.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
You'll have less chores to do.
True. Yeah. True, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Joe's going to catch up on movies from the early 90s. We can't wait.
Yeah, there won't be something in the way in whatever room that you're in so that you can
check
sit down and enjoy
it. Check out something about
Mary.
I think you'll find it funny.
Funny. Well, in regards to shows like I was away for a weekend doing gigs, and I'm in the room all day, and they had a marathon of Mad Men. And this was a show where it was coming to the
what
end
you
of
think
its...
about a bunch of guys getting divorced.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm like, wow, this is a great show. The show's been out 2 years, 3 years.
It's off the air already.
Yeah, that's what it was going off the air, like the final episode. I'm like, wait, everybody watch the show.
When you go on the road with Joe, he's glued the television. He'll watch a marathon of Ice Road Truckers.
Because the thing about it is, when I'm home. You know, when I'm home, I'm like doing stuff. I got to do stuff for the show. I got to do stuff with the band. I got to cut the lawn. I got to do this. I got to go that. You know,
yeah.
When I'm on the road, it's actually time for me to chill.
Yeah, and it's relaxing.
Yeah,
just turn your brain off, watch television. Ah, it's good for a couple. You know. An hour or two.
Yeah, he goes, write me about a couple of paragraphs on this. Get ready for Tuesday. I want to watch this movie. Well, we're on the road.
Yeah,
we're
it's
working.
My fault.
No.
I wake up early.
It's like the hotel room we're on tour. It's like the office. You come in at 9, there's shit to do.
Well,
yeah,
stop fucking sleeping in the office.
I need this by 12. Got to have this by 1. Do this by 2.
Shit don't get itself done.
Take a shower. Let's go to the show. Yeah.
Shit ain't going to write itself. It's got to get done. By the way, Pip fucked me over the weekend. Not literally.
What?
We went to Sensei Fredico's. For the
engagement. Oh, how was that?
It was lovely. It was a good time. Pip was supposed to be there with Mr. Helix, and I get a text that she doesn't show up.
Yeah, I put my back out.
On what, the fucking Intrepid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a fucking airplane, so stop trying to fly.
No, I did. You know, it's like I have a week back, and it's like I don't have to do much, and all of a sudden it'll be like, done.
How do you throw your back out on a stationary aircraft carrier?
No, we were walking through the submarine. And you have to walk through the portals.
Oh, you went there. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You going to Concord? I love the Concord. It's my favorite thing in the world.
No, we didn't go on it, but we sat under it.
Right.
But I, it's like.
It's not a fucking willow tree.
Well, no, they put it on the ground and they put tables and chairs under it so you could get a little bit out of the sun.
What a shitty life for a Concord then. Now a picnic and picture spot.
Yeah.
I used to be a plane and go fast.
I know. It's like, yeah. Now I'm like an elm.
Oh, every time I visit, I know it sits there. I get it. Yeah, I'm your favorite plane. I know. I get it. Come on. A kid wants to sit in a car. Will you get out of here? I know you got a big coffee table book about me. Whoop. Alone. It's a fucking plane.
Take the autograph and go. Here, sign. Yeah. I'll sign with
to
my
Joe
wing.
From the Concorde. Yes, we know your brother's favorite plane is the Constellation, and yours the Con. We always argue about what plane is better. I know I'm better. I'm a jet.
Well, historically, jet's not very good. But anyway,
yeah, I didn't mean to screw you over.
A little bit,
Why?
Because who else am I going to talk to?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I didn't even think I got an invite for that.
I'm sure you would have. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
You were working anyway.
You probably don't look at all the invitation things that pop up
probably
on Facebook.
Probably fucking stupid spam.
And it was like a group.
Yeah, that could be.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's
you're
how
not very
up.
Good with this stuff.
No,
I'm sure he would not have overlooked.
No, I was really bummed that I couldn't make it up there because I wanted
were
to
you?
Go. I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, the poor girl hurt her back.
It's always fucking something.
It was a party. I wanted to go.
So the wife turns to me because we're sitting by ourselves. I mean, I talked to Sensei for a while. Mm-hmm. She goes, you know, I'm not very social, am I? Because I'm very antisocial. I'm thinking, well, I'm not fucking social. How the hell do we wind up talking?
And I ruined their whole evening.
Because we would have talked with you. We would have schmoozed. Well, haven't seen your husband in a while.
Yeah, but it would have been like if I went too, it would be us in a corner because I'm not.
And so instead of me and my wife in the corner, my daughter being fucking bored. So?
Sorry.
It was a good time, though. Fireworks, blow shit up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. It was a good time, but all fucked up.
Why?
A little fucked up.
I knew you were gonna
push out. I knew.
Yeah,
it.
But you know, no, you want to know something, what? Dude? It's not like she couldn't make it. And then there's like Facebook pictures of her at a gig or something.
I got
like
the
that, fuck, you know?
I got the text at 8 o'clock when the party started. Yeah, no. Actually, no, 7 o'clock when the party started.
Yeah, no, I knew, but I was just like, what do I do about this? What do I do? Well, I wasn't driving with you, so I was like, I could still make it for part of it, but I was just like in agony. I'm like, no, I'm not going to make it.
Fucking take some Percocet and saddle up, girl. Let's go.
Percocet?
But what?
Let's go! No,
let's go!
No.
But he's carrying on like we were like in high school and like our friend had this party.
I know!
You didn't show up and I didn't know anybody. You're a grown adult.
I know.
Yeah, man, it's harder to make friends now.
Yeah, I know.
So?
Especially because we're all antisocial.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to be antisocial with her.
Mm. I was going to go and meet people, talk to them. I talk to people that I don't know at parties.
Ugh.
I meet people.
Was that for them or for her?
No. I'm not.
No, but you were working, so you couldn't be there.
Yeah,
but I socialize at parties. I was bummed. I was hurting.
Mm.
Yeah, a little disappointing.
Sorry, dude.
A little disappointing.
Sorry. Fucking I was disappointed, too.
Hurt yourself staring at fucking airplanes on a stationary aircraft carrier.
But that's cool.
I was climbing through submarines.
Yeah, me and Joe's girl
climbing
are probably going
to through submarines.
Yeah. Have you, you've never been in
that's
that submarine?
That's a great submarine. Yeah, it's a cool submarine.
The Growler.
The Growler. And it's got missiles. It launches missiles from the top.
Here's a new rule. If your body can't handle crawling in the submarine, don't fucking crawl in the submarine.
I didn't know it was going to
now you know.
Go out of me.
The only
yeah,
submarines you should be having are fucking sandwiches.
Yeah, no.
Leave the ones that go underwater for other people. It's not your game.
I've been in it before, and it was fine.
Yeah, you're old now.
Yeah, I know. And I have this one, like, tender spot in my back that if something's going to go, that's it. Happens when I garden sometimes, too. What can
then
I
don't
do?
Fucking garden.
Well, she's got to plant petunias.
Well, if your guy wouldn't kick out all the Mexicans, she wouldn't. All right. We're going to take our first little break here. We got some new music on the break from KHB Music. Of course, you can learn more about these artists at khbmusic.de. First up is Helladonna with Liberty, and then we got Rebuilt Electric with Sleeping the Day, and then we are going to do the next portion of the show.